The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or iHeartMedia.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Aviana Barrientos, I've got Christina in the studio. I have Sean Wells in studio as well, and Cody Myler. How you guys doing?
That was awesome. Who are you?
Hello.
Where am I?
Who are you?
Who
you
am
didn't
I?
Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Bernadette.
That was funny.
Yeah, you know, Fridays get a little casual. And hey, everyone in California, do you want to go high or two, or are you already high because you live in California?
Oh, maybe both.
Oh, my goodness. So, and you've been all over the world. Where'd you just got back from Jordan?
Jordan.
What were you doing over there? Were you buying oil wells or something? Or no, they don't have. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up in Jordan?
You know, it's in the middle of the Middle East.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the Middle East.
And it's like only non, I guess, war zone potential. Like the U.S. is there quite a bit, like with their CIA and all that stuff to like try and maintain
peace?
Some level of peace in the Middle East. It's kind of the central hub to the Middle East. So
Middle East can get crazy. Well, they should start giving all those guys like some female hormones. That would simmer them down a little bit,
maybe.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Maybe.
They're also jacked up. Like, and it's in their DNA. They've been fighting for years. It's like in their DNA. Don't you agree?
It will never end.
It will never end.
It will never end.
How was the weather?
Actually, pretty cold. It's very similar to here right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's winterish.
I saw you ate a baby lamb.
Raw
baby lamb. I didn't
you
like it.
You added the baby to that.
Well, it's a baby.
Well,
it's a baby.
It's a baby.
You should never eat baby animals, whether it be a baby cow or a baby lamb. A little. That was somebody's baby. You ate somebody's baby. Raw.
I can do the raw part.
I'm just saying, you know, you got not you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to make it personal, but you really should never eat a baby. For everyone out there listening, that would include veal or lamb. And I know a lot of people are going to go, "What?" You know, but seriously, because you take the baby away from its mother for your own whatever profit or pleasure, and I don't think that's cool. I wonder what Maura Davies would say. I'm going to ask her because she's on the line. She is the Vice President of Communications for the SPCA, that is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. You can find them at their website, spca.org. Maura, what do you think about eating baby animals?
Hi, I don't want to eat a baby. No.
It's a great question, though, don't you think?
No, it is a great question, and that's a great point. No, I do not want to eat a baby. No babies of any kind. Nope.
All right. Well, we've clarified that. But, you know, it's always great having you on the show. Today we're talking about, we are sort of talking about food here or eating, because does your dog have horrible table manners?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes. My dog
Charlie is obnoxious. I actually was going to call you and ask for a couple of referrals because I need a dog trainer. I can't handle him. He is a mess. Yeah.
It can be tough, you know, especially if it's something that's just how you've been doing things. Like your dog is right there and you're like, oh, look at those puppy dog eyes. Let me just give you this little fun morsel. It's fine for you, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it can be a problem.
Well, it's, and they say you should never do it. But, I was reading some other stuff about really, how you should do it. And if you really want to connect with your dog, that you should feed them some of the same things that you're eating, as long as it's safe for you, that it builds like a level of trust and intimacy, food intimacy.
I feel like right now that the dog food has surpassed the quality of most humans' food.
Really?
That's true.
Well,
yeah,
no,
like they're eating like all this like raw, like organic, like amazing, like grass fed, like whatever. And then like people are like just eating at McDonald's and having M&Ms, and like their dogs are eating better than they are.
Well, you know what? That's a great point, Sean. It is. And so, Maura, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I have to agree with that sentiment. And Bernadette, going back to what you were saying, that is definitely a very personal choice. There is that food intimacy. I think that's a great term that people can build. Again, making sure it is appropriate, healthy for your pet, because there are foods that are really unhealthy and or dangerous for your pet. So, I mean, that's a big part of it. But if you choose to do that, that's one thing. But I think this is mainly geared toward people who are frustrated by any begging, who are not looking to have that happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you stop really a dog from begging?
Yeah.
Not do it in the first place, right? If you,
that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, think about it. If you're setting a double standard because you're feeding your dog at the table, and then you're like, oh, why is he begging?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
confusing.
It's your dog's not going to know the difference. You're like, your dog is probably sitting there going, well, I got this tasty treat. Now they're yelling at me. What on earth?
Yeah. I gave Charlie a bowl of broccoli the other night. It was all soft.
Ooh.
And because I had left it in the pan overnight, the steamer, and forgot about it. And it was really kind of mushy, but he loved it. And I thought, this is great fiber and nutrients, right, Sean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Well, so what's they talk about the create an invisible line approach. What is that?
Yes. Okay. So this can be a great way to set your dog up for success to stop begging. So first, start the training without any food on your table, and then you can gradually build up to a normal meal. And it's easier if you've taught your dog stay using appropriate treats in other situations, so that, perhaps you're in the other room or you're out on the leash and you're teaching them to stay. That's great, important groundwork. Then you can pick a spot away from the table and create that invisible line you don't want your dog to cross until you finished eating.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can take your dog behind that little invisible line and tell him to stay, give him a treat, have him stay, and then work your way up to being able to sit at the table. That's not going to happen immediately, but just continue to be very patient and provide that positive reinforcement about the stay. So if your dog does get up and start to walk toward the table, get up and just gently, block him. Don't threaten him aggressively. Just, walk toward him friendly, and until he kind of backs up past the invisible line, and then, tell him stay again, sit, stay, give him a treat. Just do this over and over. Do not yell. Don't be threatening. This will take time, but if you do it consistently, then you can move toward just eating. So, do all of this before you have any food on the table. This can be a really helpful thing to do. And depending on how persistent your dog is, it may take a lot. And then if you have more than one dog, you'll have to teach them all separately and then start working with them together.
Yeah.
So that can be a long process. But if you really, really, really need your dog to not beg at the table, this is a positive, gentle, appropriate way to help your dog learn what you expect in a nice way.
Well, it's difficult. As you were speaking, I was thinking about, like the last week, Charlie again, he was in the house. The other ones are pretty well trained, but Charlie, he doesn't know the drill yet. And I change it up too, so I probably confuse him. But I had, one of my famous Italian bulls that I talk about on the air all the time. I only have four of them left. I got to get some more of them. They're beautiful. But I put it on the floor because I had a bunch of spaghetti sauce still left in it. We had spaghetti and, pasta. And I let Charlie lick the bowl, and he loves it. Okay, he loves spaghetti sauce. I think most dogs do, right? But I think when I do that, it makes him too tempted by food, and so right. Mm-hmm. So what do you do if it?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things you do is don't do that, right? But right? I didn't want to waste it, and I didn't want it to go down the sink. And you know how messy spaghetti sauce is when it makes the sink all greasy and stuff. I thought, well, the dog can lick it up, and I just saved some time.
If you're doing that out of the context of you eating, it can set up a completely different dynamic. Like if it's 30 minutes later and no one's at the table anymore and it's in a different room, then that can set up that different dynamic. But there are other things that you can kind of do if your dog is also mm-hmm. too tempted by food on the table, or if mm-hmm. you know, you're in the middle of that process of the invisible line, you really need to kind of skip ahead to something that will work in the interim. You can do a few things. So the first thing you can do is give your dog something else to do. So if you've already crate trained, you know, crate him during mealtimes and give him a treat. Put something nice in there, mm-hmm. like a Kong or a treat, something that's going to make him or her happy again to be in that crate. Or put him or her behind a baby gate. Make it a pleasant experience. Again, give him a treat.
Yeah. And can you dip the treat in the spaghetti sauce? Or no, that's not a good idea. I'm being legit.
Judgment.
Huh?
Yeah, no, I get it. Use your best judgment. If you think it's going to be too confusing for your dog, I wouldn't do it. I'd give them a totally separate treat, something that they know is theirs.
Okay.
But if you do choose to crate your dog or do a baby gate, don't close the door and leave him there with nothing to do. So even if it's not food, try a toy that he really likes. Peanut butter is probably great. And then if your dog really just has no impulse control and just cannot contain himself when you're eating, take him to a different area completely.
Okay.
Either baby gate or put him in a different room with a door, and still give him something to do, though. Give him a toy. Give him a treat. So these are good things that people can do to help their pets and help them if they choose. And do it, again, with positivity and building that bond between your pet. Because when you're positive, when you work with your dog, and dogs are dogs, people are people, when we work with appropriate behaviors for appropriate species, we're bound to succeed more so than if we don't.
All right. Maura, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. And would you like to encourage everyone to spay and neuter their pets before we go off the air?
Always. Please, everybody out there, help save the lives of millions, keep animals off the streets, in homes, out of shelters. Spay and neuter today.
All right. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. You can find Maura at the SPCA.org and send them a donation. They do a lot of good work in this community. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. Cody Myler. Did I say it correctly? Myler. I would say not Miller, Myler.
Yeah.
Is coming up. And Sean Wells. Lots of great content. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Christina Aviana Barrientos, Cody Myler, and Sean Wells. How you guys doing again?
Doing okay.
What's going on?
You know what I was pointing. I don't have Sean's bio in
front
of me.
You just printed those questions.
I should know it by heart.
It's okay.
I can do my own.
He's the smartest guy in the world. Let's talk about your bio real quick so people know who they're listening to.
I'm a biochemist, registered dietitian, certified nutritionist, sports.
Greatest formulator in the world.
World's greatest formulator. I've overcome autoimmune issues.
Obesity.
Yeah.
Hashimoto's.
Epstein-Barr.
And now I have made it to the greatest stage in the world known as One Life Radio.
Well, thank you. Well, you helped build it. You've been on the show almost from the very beginning. Sean has been working with us and providing great content and education for all of our listeners. And I have to say, we wouldn't be here.
I have super cool friends.
And you got super cool friends like
Cody
Myler.
That's right.
That's right. And we're going to be talking all about today. Cody's talking about the women of keto. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what made you want to talk about the women of keto? Because
and not the men.
It's funny because Paleo Magazine, their newest issue is all about women too. That's so nice that we're getting some
for the ladies.
You know, some
you're
recognition.
You're getting some recognition now. I might be calling you out, but you're getting some recognition.
That's okay. I can take it. Can you take it, Aviana?
Maybe.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. So,
we'll see.
Cody, he is a health and fitness expert who has taken his enthusiasm for physical fitness and turned it into a series of successful businesses and entrepreneurial ventures. Cody holds.
We had Dr.
I haven't went that direction yet. Okay.
Cody holds a bachelor's in exercise psychology and a master's in sports management, as well as 20 fitness certifications. His dedication to helping others achieve their goals and led him to open his own gym over 10 years ago. And as a longtime keto coach, he encourages clients to understand not only the importance of diet, but also the science behind the weight management. Cody also recently routed the National Athletic Keto Association, that's NACA, N-A-K-A, the first ever fitness competition focused on keto. And you can find him at ketocowboy.com. He is the fit keto cowboy.com. And on Instagram, he is at Fit Keto Cowboy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about this. The women of keto. So why are we talking about the women of keto today? Are we doing something wrong?
So here's what I see. And this is a typical trend. And this is really a testament to what keto does. But also it brings another side of keto that just really grinds me bad.
Really? And what is it?
Is that
I really don't know.
Well, people have had so much success. I mean, tons of success with keto, but not ever touching a weight, not ever stepping into a gym.
Oh, okay.
And what they're not understanding is they're not taking the full benefits of what keto can give you. Now, the reason why I call women out is more women lean to just doing the diet only and maybe walking a little bit versus the men will. You know, they like to bang and clang a little bit, like lift.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that was when I got into keto and started coaching it 7 years ago, that I saw that the first 2 years of me coaching is in talking to other people. They're like, well, yeah, I've never even been into a gym and I've lost 140 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And that's awesome. That's great. But,
yeah.
That's not one of my five keys to ultimate health.
Yeah. Well, so can we talk about how keto works better with lifting and more so than other diets like paleo or Mediterranean?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily better in lifting versus doing paleo or Mediterranean, like you're saying. I don't think one is better than the other. It's just the effects that you get are different. So if you're looking in more of toning up and more of a fat loss, then keto is a better way to approach it with weight training versus paleo. I like even my athletes I train, they do keto paleo. So
okay.
We incorporate some, you know, sweet potatoes and some of those other good complex carbs in there.
Can you can you mix paleo and keto together?
Yeah, of course.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paleo.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that is not a good
that ain't
term.
It.
And so what they're doing is more of what's called a targeted keto.
Paleo.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we load up the carbs before the workout, just about 40 to 60 grams of carbs right before the workout.
Well, I'm going to brag about Sean and I here because we were the first ones talking about it in media, you know, like 7 years ago, almost 7 years ago, we started talking about it first with Dr. Joey, which, of course, you know, Sean is a member and a
fellow.
That's what you are. A good fellow of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And so, yeah, that's a big deal. It is. That's a very prestigious organization. So what else do you want us to know specifically about? Is that the only thing that's the only gripe you have about women, right? With the keto diet?
Well, can I throw something at, like, I think like, you know, I used to work at GNCs and I used to be in hospitals as a registered dietitian. And I'd always hear like women, like they'd say like, I want to tone up and, you know, like, oh, I don't want that protein. I'm going to get too big. Or if they lift too heavy, they're going to get too big.
Why do women think
that? And, you know, like, I got to stick to toning and like, I got to do like super high rep. I have to just work on the machines and just like, you know, like where they do curls and they kind of rest at the top and bounce at the bottom. And, you know, like it's a myth that's propagated itself that like you're going to get jacked, you know, like, and testosterone, like even men, you know, especially past a certain age, don't get quote unquote jacked. You one have to work out several hours a day. You have to work out with intensity. You have to do powerlifting movements. You have to have the right nutrition, the right recovery, and you have to have your hormones optimized either by being a young male or
hormone replacement or just taking steroids.
Yeah.
Or something.
What do you think about hormone replacement? I'm not a big proponent of it.
Well, that's an aside. But anyway, no, but like when I think women, like, it's not going to happen, basically. Like, you're not on steroids. You're not, like, you know, eating thousands of calories a day. You're not necessarily working out with that volume and intensity. Just to work out hard mm-hmm. with free weights will elicit good results, will elicit the results you're looking for mm-hmm. to have a firm toned body.
Well, wow. And then also, what's one of the top products that women buy all the time? Anti-aging products.
Well,
and one of the
I mean,
they're
okay,
always
so,
looking to buy yeah, some type of cream.
Yeah,
that's
because
make the
guys
skin
are so
tired,
shallow,
you know, like,
and well, and looks are so important.
But what they don't understand is by weight training and by intermittent fasting, that's raising your human growth hormone, and that's the number one anti-aging.
Yes, it
thing
is.
You can do.
Yeah.
So and you can you don't get that through cardio. The only thing you get out of cardio is you get better at cardio.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love lifting weights. And I have to say, when I could lift my own body weight, like free weight, a couple of times, I was in the best shape of my life. I was just so lean and strong. And I never got bulky, ever. And I naturally, in my DNA, you know, my brothers were like, you know, Sylvester Stallone. I mean, they were hefty Italian guys, lean, but could really put on some muscle mass. We've got the same DNA. That never happened to me. I think
right.
it's because of the, like you said, like the hormones. I'm female. You're never going to get yeah. like a guy, no matter what you do.
Right.
Right.
Right. Unless you take male hormones.
Unless yeah. you take male yeah. hormones. Well, and some women do.
All right.
I know. Mm-hmm. Right.
It does happen.
It does mm-hmm. happen. And it's a lot of, so, you know, I'm looking at your shirt, the NACA, the Keto Games Expo. So do you guys test for steroids? I was just thinking that.
Yeah. This year we are.
Good.
But
yeah,
you didn't last
yeah.
year.
We didn't last year. I mean, the budget to yeah. go do a steroid testing is yeah. pretty expensive.
Gotcha.
But this
yeah.
year, that's definitely one of the prereqs.
So no steroids. What about mm-hmm. testosterone? Is that considered? I know that's not a steroid. It's a hormone, but a lot of men get hormone replacement. Are you going to be checking for that too?
If we can afford that side out, because it's a separate test for everything. You know?
Right,
so,
right.
But definitely
there's a
right
test
now,
they do called testosterone, epitestosterone ratio, where you, like, if the ratio is out of skew, like, you can tell if, like, basically someone's taking supra-physiologic doses of testosterone mm-hmm. versus what could occur naturally.
Yeah. You know, speaking of occurring naturally, I read somewhere...
No.
Everybody's going to be, all these guys listening right now are going to be running to the grocery store to get what I'm about to say. I heard that if you
citrus
put
citrus fruits,
frozen peas on your testicles makes your testosterone higher. Is that true?
What? Why does it have to be frozen?
I mean, just
and why are they
sitting
peas?
There on the couch and just throwing them on?
I don't know.
Like, like,
I have heard that though multiple
scoop?
Times. So, Sean, well, you look like you've heard this before.
I mean, I could give you some thought. I could give you some thought and reason. Like, like in present day, men are wearing too tight, restrictive underwear, jeans.
I hate when that
they
happens.
Put laptops on there. that it's too hot, and you know it kills your sperm count. It lowers your testosterone. They've shown this like again and again.
So it has to do with temperature.
Yeah, very
How
much.
Interesting.
The testicles are essentially like
that's why
your
they
ovaries,
hang down,
like,
right? So they can breathe.
Exactly. Yeah.
They need to stay cool.
Exactly.
Calm and collected.
Just go take a cold bath.
They need to maintain a certain temperature to make the sperm. So,
all right.
When it's super cold, they go up inside the body, and when it's hot, they drop more freely.
That's why when guys get in cold water, what do they call that?
Shrinkage.
Shrinkage. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Seinfeld episode.
What a great talk we're having here. Oh, my gosh.
We went from keto to straight to men and straight to the good stuff.
But we're not done. We have two more segments, so it's about to get really fun here. Everyone, we're going to go to break. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Cody Myler and Sean Wells and myself, Bernadette, will be back. Welcome Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos, Cody Myler, and Sean Wells. Cody Myler is a health and nutrition fitness expert who has taken his enthusiasm for physical fitness and turned it into a series of successful businesses and entrepreneurial ventures. And Sean Wells is a longtime guest expert on One Life Radio. He is a registered dietitian, certified sports nutritionist, fellow in the ISSN, that's the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and he has his Master's of Public Health in Nutritional Biochemistry. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator of nutritional supplements, and Sean has been on, you've been everywhere. You're all over the place.
I founded Cody Myler. I actually made him.
I founded.
You founded him? The Keto Cowboy?
Yeah.
Wow, I love that.
I gave him the name. I picked him up off the, you know, the ground, brushed him off, and
that's a song.
I set him on his way.
Yep.
I
feel
oh my God,
solely responsible for.
You know that song, Don't You Want Me, you know?
don't you want me. No, I don't know.
Oh
song.
My God.
Me neither.
You don't. You really don't?
No.
We'll have to play it at the break. But anyway, but you're listening to One Life Radio and all this tomfoolery.
Like,
it's Friday, but you know, I love having you guys in the studio. Our original topic with Cody was the women of keto, and so how keto works and lifting with other diets. We were talking about the paleo diet and the Mediterranean diet. Let's talk about intermittent fasting, you guys, and the effect on training.
I think there's huge effects of it.
Okay.
I mean, and just the number one effect of it is the human growth hormone.
The anti-aging.
Yeah, yeah. And that's another byproduct.
You see how
of
excited
it as well.
I got. Well, men are just as excited. They just cover it up more.
Well, I can agree with that.
And,
yeah.
And in relation to that, like as human growth hormone goes up, insulin goes down. And like so the suppression of insulin with fasting is good. Like we need that. Like we're eating meals all day long. We're eating carbohydrates all day long. We're exercising very little. So glucose is just hanging around. Insulin's hanging around. We're becoming insulin resistant. So doing fasting helps with protect yourself against insulin resistance, especially if you don't exercise that much.
Right. Well, and what you eat does all this too. I mean, like high fructose corn syrup. Let's 100%. Talk about that for just a second, Sean. What does high fructose corn syrup? A lot of people, they hear it, but they don't really understand how destructive it is to their body.
Yeah, I mean, first off, it's super high glycemic, meaning there's a strong insulin response, but it seems to have a propensity to, like, a greater likelihood to be stored as body fat than other types of sugar. It seems to be more pro-inflammatory mm-hmm. than other types of sugar.
Is it because it's so processed and genetically modified? Is that...
Just fructose in general seems to have some problems. And it's high fructose corn syrup. And then maybe also because it's GMO typically, like... We just had a seizure.
Sorry, I got goosebumps. I didn't know y'all were looking.
That's what I like about live radio. You never know the stuff that's really going on behind
off.
The scenes.
She just like shook like head to toe. Like,
oh my gosh.
I got goosebumps. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think my favorite One Life Radio story is one time when I went to interview, Guy Mesger was in studio with me and another doctor, and the guy that we were interviewing to talk about his success, how well he was doing this, whatever it was he was doing, he collapsed while he was right after we went live, and he was supposed to go. He was speaking, and Guy, and this was when I knew nothing. You know, I was so green, it was ridiculous. And Guy and this other doctor had to get up and pick him up off the ground, and I was on the mic just like, I didn't know what to do. But all kinds of crazy stuff happens.
Sorry.
But what were we talking about before Aviana had a seizure?
We talked about fasting, and then we talked about high fructose corn syrup. But I'd like to also mention with regards to women in keto, I'm curious, since you do some coaching along with this, it does seem like with women I've talked to, and this is why often women get some female keto coaches, especially like the bodybuilding types, it does seem like keto is a little more difficult for women. There's more serotonin sensitivity to really restricting carbs. It seems like there's more of a hormonal adjustment, especially initially, like you can have very abnormal menses, more irritability. Mm-hmm. It just seems like there's more.
But that's even more of a reason.
High carbs away.
But that's even more of a reason to include weight training because that helps.
No. I agree. But it just does seem like keto's the reaction to keto is a little different for a female than a male.
just typically, like, I think, I also think part of it is that, you know, going back to males tend to, you know, lift heavier. And like you were talking about, males also tend to eat more protein, more meat, more fat, more, you know, whatever. And like probably a little less carbohydrate. And I think women traditionally like eat lighter and eat more carbohydrates.
A lot of women want to look like little waifs. They
and
just
so,
do.
And little so, waif. Like, I think the adjustment.
Well, they don't understand that skinny fat's not good.
Yeah. Well, a lot. I'm telling you, like, in the, especially I have a lot of friends in the, you know, that I have a lot of different friends, but the ones that I have that I'm friends with that are like involved in the fashion world, you just see it, you know? They're, the thinner you are, the better it is. I don't care if you look like a skeleton. You know, they think it looks good.
I mean,
they want to be really, really small.
Yeah, and glute atrophy is the number one thing to like back pain, and that is what helps drive all the hormones up in your body. And they don't want to deadlift; they don't want to get above or under some weight. And that isn't that.
Well, that's not me. I love the deadlift, Cody.
That's
I live for the deadlift. Okay, it's one of my. It is my favorite exercise.
I don't know who said it, but the other day I heard that females they're not little; they're not small men, so you don't need to eat like small men. You eat like a woman.
Towards what your body needs,
right?
But you need to train outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, and the point is, you need to if you're weight training, you need the recovery, you need the calories, you need the protein, and you need to lift heavy. Like, and that's like,
and I'm
just,
not saying
just
you
going
don't need cardio,
there. Right?
You
right.
still need. There's five things. I preach to all my clients.
Preach
there's
on
five,
it.
There's five. Number one's nutrition.
Yep.
That is above all. You have to have the nutrition. Number two is your supplementation as far as like minerals, vitamins, make sure you're good and you're not deficient in any of them. Number three is weight training. Number four is doing one type of a HIIT or a Tabata style workout once a week.
And what kind of a Tabata?
Tabata.
What is that?
It's a format. So it's 4 minutes. 4 minutes nonstop at 20 seconds on as hard as you can go.
How
10
come we've
seconds.
Never talked about the Tabata, Sean?
You can download apps. Like it's just a timing thing.
And then the last one is cardio, and I think it goes in that importance from 1 to 5.
Oh wow!
But they all are. They're just like running a puppet, right? You know, one string's a little tight, the one is a little bit loose to make it dance. You got to start going back and forth. You got to run all five of those to be ultimately healthy.
Yeah.
You can't just do cardio and eat a keto diet and not look at the other.
Yeah.
Other things in between.
They're all foundational.
I would say number six is mindset, though.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a
that
whole other ball game
one.
Right there.
Yeah, exactly.
That might even be number one.
It's huge. Yeah. For compliance, for all of it. Like,
I could even argue that, that could be number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so what's the most important message that each of you would like to share about the ketogenic diet? Cody? Sean?
I'll let Sean go first. I
love having
says.
You guys in studio, by the way. Great energy.
I think with keto, one of the biggest things is that gets done erroneously at the beginning is that you have people doing what's more low carb, where it's very low carbohydrate, but also eating clean with very low fat. And what tends to happen there is that you're basically just eating protein. And you're in a state of gluconeogenesis where you're converting protein to glucose and you're hangry and you're irritable and you're moody and you're not getting the benefit of eating enough carbohydrate and getting the serotonin from that, from healthy carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not getting ketones for elevated mood and energy and clarity. So you're kind of in this neither world. And when people like tell me like keto doesn't work and they have low energy and they have brain fog and they just feel like crap, it's typically the reason is that they're eating super high protein, they're not high enough in fat, or they're messing with net carbs and having like sugar alcohols and trying to eat desserty keto stuff.
Yeah.
And that seems to
even
be
even keto
issue.
Junk food is junk food.
Oh, there's a ton of it,
there's,
too.
There's junk food in every diet.
There is. Yeah. And so quickly, before we go to break, the ketogenic diet, for maybe somebody out there who wants to try it for the first time, just to clarify, it's 80% fat, right? 75 to 80% fat, 15 to 20% protein, and 5 to 7% carbohydrate. Is that right?
It's close.
Yeah.
It depends how you want to do it.
Okay.
I would say 70 to 80%. Fat, about 20 20 to 25% protein and maybe about 5% carbohydrate. Mm-hmm.
Even if you're using it for medicinal purposes, like for epilepsy or to fight cancer?
No, that's
way
different.
Higher, fat higher.
Yeah.
That's more like 80%.
What is that? There's a name for it.
Therapeutic.
Therapeutic keto. Yeah. All right. Well, more coming up, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. I love it though. I love it.
Jason Derulo?
Yeah. Adam Levine, isn't it?
No, it's Jason Derulo.
Is it Jason Derulo?
Yeah. Look at you guys. Man. All right, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I want to let you know that One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. You can get it in your smoothie at Smoothie King or Vitamin Shop. Also sells it. So does, you know, there's so many places that sell Sun Warrior. But if you use the code OLR, you get 20% off. I got some of their Blueberry Blast Soul Good bars. I had one for breakfast this morning. I broke my intermittent fasting to get a little plant-based protein. But they have great products. And I've got their Immune Shield here. It's got silver in it and all kinds of stuff. In fact, check it out, Sean, while I do the rest of my sponsor shout-outs, because I'd like to know what you think about that product, because I love it, and I think it's so important. And I have an autoimmune disorder, so I always like to keep my immune system strong, and that's one of the products that I use. But Crazy Water, you have a choice out there. Crazy Water is the only mineral water bottled in Texas, and it's a really good company. It's got all the minerals, so if you truly are a little crazy, drink Crazy Water.
Get that lithium.
Yeah, get that lithium that you need. You do. We all need it. It's one of the trace minerals that help keep your body and your mind balanced. And
word.
Of course, right?
Word.
Yes, it's true. So if you're crazy, drink it.
Call me crazy. I don't mind.
Yeah, call me crazy. I don't mind.
All right,
Enviromedica, the makers of Terraflora, another incredible product that's healing a lot of people. It's a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Check it out at Enviromedica.com. Wild Foods, one of our new sponsors, which, by the way, we're talking with Sean about mushrooms today. And so
are
they
we?
Have yes. And I think so, right? No?
Maybe.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yeah.
No, I guess we're not.
I have it, but
yeah,
like,
we have
we've been doing
content,
other stuff.
But, you know,
so.
We're talking about a lot of things.
All right, well, anyway, they have some great products. If you're into the whole mushroom thing, I don't know if we'll get to it, but Wild Foods, use the code OLR for 20% off. Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping on all of their products as well. And thank you for listening to One Life Radio. I've got Sean Wells and Cody Meyer. Here and what are we talking? We're talking. What are we talking? I'm confused.
Keto,
now.
Women, fasting,
testicles, frozen peas.
Oh,
yeah, frozen peas.
It's a variety. It's a variety show.
All right. Well, for those of you just maybe getting in your car and listening to us, or just joining the podcast, Sean Wells is a registered dietitian, certified sports nutritionist, and fellow in the ISSN. He has his master's of public health in nutritional biochemistry, and he has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator of nutritional supplements. So.
I discovered Cody.
And you discovered Cody, the keto cowboy. I really do love your personality.
Well, thank you.
I really
very
do.
Much.
Both of you guys. I do. I you know, you're just a really nice guy.
Thank you.
You
thank
are.
You.
And you're out there helping a lot of people. And I think that that's a good thing. That's always a good thing.
Thank you. You are too with your radio show.
I am. And you're helping me. So is Sean. But, you know. It's good energy in here today.
It
so,
is.
What are we talking about, Sean? Because I'm confused.
I think we're talking. I think it's revolving around men and women today.
Men
and I think
women?
The energy you're liking is the male energy in here.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's pretty even.
Well it's
more
4-2. So.
It's 4-2.
Yeah,
I know. I know. But usually there's not tons of men in here, so I think you're liking the male energy.
You think I am? Okay. Yeah. Well, I probably am. I like men.
I know.
They're nice.
Okay. I agree. I agree. It takes both of us to make the world go round.
Well,
what do you want to say about men?
about men. I think, you know what? Right now is a very confusing time for men. I think, like, in our DNA, we were born to protect and provide. Like, if you look throughout the species on the planet, you see the male species doing this. Like, the males typically, I mean, there's females that hunt, but typically in most species, the males hunt, they protect, they provide, some kind of assurances from attacks, from, you know, these kinds of things. And then the women are maternal and do raise children and do have a nurturing nature to them and provide that kind of stability. And not that one sex has to be one or the other. It's not about that. But I think it's very confusing right now because men are getting told, like, you know, they can't be protectors, providers. They can't be like what they feel like they've been born to do. So like now we're watching like movies where, you know, there's superheroes and, you know, super jacked guys and violence. And because we don't have an outlet and we feel like we're just confused, like in this, you know, in the Me Too movement and all these things, because men are just.
Well, and I think women are confused, too.
Very much.
I've turned into a marriage counselor in my family.
It's very confusing right now.
Even though I'm divorced twice, I've become giving out all kinds of advice to, like, my nieces and stuff. And I told one of my nieces last night, basically this message, you got to support your husband. You got to support your husband. And you can, if you feel like there's something that, you know, that's going, that he's maybe potentially, I can't get into it too much because I don't want to put anybody's business on the street. But basically my message was stand by your man, support your husband, love him, and tell him that you're there for him. You're there to support him. I think a lot of women don't do that enough.
Men want to be the superhero. Like, this is why
we watch all these movies about heroes.
Men want to feel like... I am the protector.
Right,
I am the provider. I am super powerful. Like I
but
am
they do
the,
have to balance
the alpha
it.
Male of your life.
Yes. And so I think women are confused too because women, me personally, I'm very independent. I do think that men are wonderful, but I don't want them telling me what to do. Okay?
Oh, sure.
But at the same time, I want to support them and encourage them. And we're together, a united front.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that that person that you're involved in a relationship with can't get in your business and tell you how you should do things. You know, I don't think anybody likes that. But
right. But
I basically was telling my niece the same thing that you just said, that he wants to provide. That's what men do. Men want to provide. They want to hunt. They want to do these manly things, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And so
It feels like a little lost right now. And I think men are very confused about what they're supposed to be and what their role in society is. And you're seeing now, like, I think exacerbating that whole thing is like that men are like on social, like young men are on social media and they're not able to interact as well personally, interpersonally.
Yeah.
Right. So they can't look up and be confident and be the alpha male anymore. Like now it's like, again, coming out in more perverse ways, more like deep seated ways that like there's this testosterone, there's this desire to be powerful, but you don't have an outlet for it. So now you have to like, you know, do it in darker ways. And that's why you're seeing like more like dark crimes and dark movies and dark, you know, things that are happening because men aren't men anymore.
No, and it affects the sex drive too, I think, 100%. For the female and the male because, you know, a man doesn't want to be married to his mother, you know.
No,
number
right.
one,
no.
right?
Right.
And women want to be with a man that says, stay inside, honey. I'm going to check it first. You know, let me go outside first and make sure everything's okay.
Right.
And a lot of those lines are getting crossed now, I feel like.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's a confusing time. Like, I mean, it's weird that like different doesn't mean not equal. You know, we can be different. We are different. Like, why can't we just celebrate those differences? Like. At no point do I ever think like raising a child or birthing a child is somehow inferior because that's like the most incredible thing there is in humanity in the universe. Like the fact that you can have a being inside of you and sustain its life and then nurture it and make it grow up to be this incredible person.
Yeah.
Like that's the greatest achievement of mankind.
It is. It is. And I have to say, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding that a lot of things that men don't understand about women, especially on that subject. They don't understand. It is a difficult process to go through. Very difficult. And so if you've got a pregnant wife out there, you better be nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it makes a difference even to the baby. It does.
You want to know what makes pregnancy easier?
What? Peas? Ooh. Frozen peas?
Get in shape and lift before that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's true. So you want to have some final thoughts you want to share with our listeners, Cody?
Hey, just my mission today was to come out and really encourage women. Don't be scared of the weights. Get under a bar. Test it. Now, I will say,
Get a trainer.
Hire a trainer. Yep. You guys, you're
Tina Burnett, Tina TB Fitness Pro. She's one of the best trainers out there for women. For anybody, she trains a lot of men, actually.
I mean, but professional athletes have trainers. Trainers have trainers. Go get one and get under some weight.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what? I think here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to give away a session, one of my sessions with Tina. And so how do we want to do this?
Quarterback it, Abby. Instagram, message us, One Life Radio 1.
Yeah.
Go do it.
We'll put it out there. So thank you so much, Sean Wells, Cody Myler. We've even got Shelley Wells in studio today. I want to get her on the air talking about her recipes.
Let's cook. We need
to do that. Let's cook. And put it on YouTube and have some fun. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. And hello to you in California, everyone listening a little later on in the day. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.